the pages of history, a small group of people took destiny in their own hands and forged our future. We humbly dedicate the following program to the men and women who wander through public parks, shouting at people who aren't there and collecting dead leaves. In memory of their fine, unceasing efforts to clear the streets of empty cider bottles and pieces of string, we respectfully dedicate this dedication. For without these people, this dedication would not have been possible, and there'd have been a funny gap at the beginning of this show. We present Son of Cliché, written by Rob Grant and Doug Naylor, starring Christopher Barry, Nick Maloney, Nick Wilkie, music by Pete Bruce.
Son of Cliché, from the pages of Radio's top-selling weekly magazine. In this issue, some full-color adverts.
Are you lonely, shy, unsure of yourself, and have trouble meeting girls? Then read the incredible new book by psychologist Dr. Richard Golding, and never be stuck for a date. How to Meet More Girls by Kidnapping Them. You will be amazed at your own success. No matter how plain-looking you are or how poor, you will soon be surrounded by absolutely beautiful women. A.G. from Birmingham writes,
I must admit I was dubious when I first sent off for your book. How wrong I was. Already I've kidnapped Natasha Kinski and Galdi Horn, and I hope to ambush Jacqueline Bisset tonight.
R.W. of Kent writes,
I would never have believed that me, a quality controller at a whoopee cushion factory, would one day have a candlelit dinner with Moira Anderson in my cellar. I feel confident of getting any girl I want with your fantastic new technique.
D.F. of Manchester writes,
Thank you, Dr. Golding. You've changed my life. Now, after coming in from work, I put away the sewer overalls and boots, and it's straight up to the attic to feed Kate Bush. It's fantastic. No one's even noticed she's gone. Thank you, thank you.
How to Meet More Girls by Kidnapping Them. The secret could be yours for just £7.99. Also available, How to Be a Successful Writer of Ransom Notes.
Radio Discs proudly presents a grossly overpriced record offer. Available exclusively through mail order.
At last, you have a chance to buy 20 golden Indian restaurant tracks. All your favorite Indian restaurant tunes brought together on one fabulous album. Who can forget? Or the lilting ballad. Or the more up-tempo. Or, if you're feeling blue, perhaps you'd prefer something for every mood, even the haunting. And to help you recapture the oriental magic of your local tandoori curry house, we're giving away free with every album 14 pints of lager and a bucket. Our bad luck is your good fortune. At the Mall now, our super fire damage sale. Everything must go. Everything half price. Amazing bargains, amazing buys. Come to the fire damage sale at Tipson's Pet Shop. Singed or fully charged pets at incredible prices. Crispy black bunnies, only 20p. Warm puppy cinders, 10p a bag. And hamsters still glowing at giveaway prices. Quick, dash to Tipson's Fire Sale. Buy now before they all go out.
A center page world exclusive. Dirk Brogan, hero of the dull American TV series that we buy in packages with some good stuff and have to put out at 11 o'clock at night. He talks about the making of the series.
Hi, I'm Dirk Brogan. I'm a firefighter for an international oil corporation. I'm head of Macho Patrol, and I handpick each and every one of my assistants. I look for guys who can keep their heads under pressure, who stay cool, and think fast. Because a moment's panic from any one of us could cost us all our lives.
Hi, Dirk.
My God, what's up? What the hell are you doing creeping up on behind me like that? For God's sake, I almost jumped through the roof.
Hi, the name's Tom Cragg. I'm Dirk's second in command. And any time we're in a tight fix, here's a guy I know I can rely on. Is that a spider?
Where?
There, by your foot.
Kill it, Tom, kill it.
I'm not killing it, you kill it.
Ugh, look at its legs, it's disgusting.
Oh, God, shoot it, shoot it. You got a gun?
I can't, Tom. My hand is shaking.
Hi, guys.
Oh, oh my God. What the hell is this? Jumped out of my face.
Hey, Jim, what are you doing, sticking around us like that?
I just cut my finger, Dirk, on a nasty piece of paper. I wonder, could you suck it for me?
Jim, go for help, Jim. There's a spider in here.
A yucky spider?
Yucky, 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 yucky.
Yes.
Go for help.
But my finger is pearly, Tom. I need Dirk to suck it better.
Jim, don't you understand? I can't help you. The spider is blocking the way.
What the hell are we going to do?
Don't cry, Tom.
I'm not crying, Dirk. It's just sweat from my eyes running down my cheek.
Dirk, Jim, what's going to happen to me? Am I going to die?
Tom, look, the spider.
It's crawling out the window.
Quick, close it.
Well, that just about wraps up another case.
What about me, Dirk? Am I going to pull through?
Sure you will, Jim. Sure you will. You'll have to wear a little pink plaster for a while, but that cut will heal up in a week or two. And he'll be back with us in no time. There's always going to be a place for you in Macho Patrol.
Well, Tom, I always said you were cut out for this job.
You have been listening to Macho Patrol, produced and directed by Boy George. Good evening. Here is the news. Princess Anne has arrived in Swaziland today on the first leg of her South African tour. Hello, my name is Donald. But the trip has caused a controversy because the princess stopped off at Johannesburg Airport on her way there. I'm the man who types out the news sheets. This move is seen by some anti-apartheid groups as a sign of implicit approval. This is my last day at the BBC. Tory MP John Thirlwell launched a shock attack on the government tonight over its handling of public sector pay rises. And quite frankly, I don't give a monkey's anymore. He accused them of being arrogant and heartless over the issue. My leaving party went on all afternoon, and quite honestly, I'm rat-assed. Mr. Thirlwell pointed out that civil service pay had fallen in relation to the private sector by more than 15%. I'm leaving, I'm smashed, and I feel bloody great. In Rome today, the Pope got married. Yes, I can make you say anything. After a brief ceremony in the registry office, the Pope and his bride, Freddie Laker, flew off for their honeymoon to the small island of Belgium in the Dutch East Indies. The city and the Financial Times Index rose today, then fell off its chair and had a fight with a pig. A spokesman said, "Would you like to buy some of my spokes?" And finally, on a lighter note, 14 people were massacred today in Kent by a man with a flamethrower. A relative of one of the deceased said, "We're all jolly glad." That's it. Next news at Christmas. Till then, good heavens.
This week in Son of Cliche magazine, a world exclusive.
The man who was nearly a Beatle.
He knew them all and could have been one of the group.
But for an ironic twist of fate, he could have been one of the fabulous Beatles.
Read his heart-wrenching story.
In Son of Cliche, this week.
I Was Nearly a Beatle by Ringo Starr.
Son of Cliche, the top magazine for leaving in the bathroom and getting wet. Page 27, Theatre Board. Male dancers wanted for TV variety show. Must have experience of wearing 12-inch flares, frilly shirts... frilly shirts unbuttoned to the waist and mauling female stars. No dancing ability necessary. Now casting. Ludlow Theatre Company require actors for their latest production of Hamlet by William Shakespeare. Auditions, Wednesday, 9:30.
Next...
Hello, I am Roland Davenport Davenport, and I've come to read for the part of Hamlet in your forthcoming production of the Bard's finest tragedy, To Be or Not to Be.
No, Hamlet's gone.
Ah.
Yes, all the leads have gone.
Ah.
Served most of the bit parts.
Oh, dear. What's left? What do you need?
Yorick.
Yorick?
Yes, that's right, Yorick.
He's the skull, isn't he?
That's right, yes. Alas, poor Yorick, yes.
And you're looking for someone to play the skull?
No, someone to be the skull.
Traditionally, he's played by a prop, isn't he?
Well, that is the more popular version, yes.
And deservedly popular, I think.
Mr. Davenport, if you don't feel you're up to it...
No. I was merely pointing out, it seems a pity to tinker with a winning formula.
Well, that's what we're going to do, Mr. Davenport.
Yes, of course. So, Yorick, it is. How do you see... How would you have me play the skull?
Well, nothing outrageous. It's a straight production, you see. Just bald, gaunt, and dead.
Ah. Has Polonius gone?
Yeah, he's gone, yeah.
Rosencrantz gone?
Yeah, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are both gone. That's
right. How about Francisco?
Gone.
The players?
All gone. So have the sailors.
No doubling?
No doubling, no.
The two clowns?
Yeah, gone weeks ago.
Prince of Norway?
Gone. They've all gone, as I said before. They've all gone.
I see, all gone. Well, I wouldn't mind having a crack at Gertrude, Queen of Denmark.
Yeah, she's gone.
Pity. Great pity. Just the skull left, then, eh?
Yeah, that's right, just Yorick.
What's the background on Yorick, then?
A man of infinite jest, of excellent fancy, who's now a skull.
And Yorick's all that's left?
That's right, yes, just him and the other two clerks.
Two other parts?
Yes, just the three parts left.
What are they?
Lawyer's skull and unknown man's skull.
Still sort of skully parts, then,
yes, that's right, yes, that's right. Yes, the only parts that are open are the calcified crania, yes.
And I definitely have to be dead, do I?
Well, unless you're going to play the skull with legs.
I do so enjoy playing Shakespeare. All right, I'll take it.
Sorry, now hang on. Yorick's gone. There's a note on my desk here. Apparently he went this morning.
Oh, pity. Great pity.
Just lawyer's skull or unknown man's skull left?
Well, it is Shakespeare. I'll take the lawyer's skull.
Great. Lawyer's skull, rehearsal's Monday. Get someone to bring you in a bag.
Fine.
Oh, hang on. If you prefer, the lead's still open in the new Ray Cooney farce.
Oh, well. No, I'll see you Monday.
We've got a seeing. We haven't got any jobs, but we've got plenty of seeings. If you've got a raging thirst on and you want it slaking, there's only one place for you.
Well, that's John. What are you drinking?
What else?
Give
it. What else?
That's right. Three pints, please, Fred.
What of?
What else?
If you're a real beer drinker, there's only one page for you. Whatever one they serve at whatever pub you're in.
What else?
You know, being a singer-songwriter and constantly writing hit songs, people often ask me, geez, where else to get your ideas from? And I always say the same thing. I say, all the love songs I ever wrote were about my feelings for my wife, Leona. She is my everything. She is my inspiration. And this next song is about when she left me. It's called You Were My Inspiration. Hope you like it. Woman, all the songs I ever wrote, I wrote for you. And since you left, I feel cut in half. In my album, all that's left is your photo. Hey, angel, I cry myself to sleep each night alone. And I spend all day just sitting by the television. I just can't believe you've made the right choice. You are my inspiration. You are my everything. You're every word I ever write and every song I write. And I miss you most, my darling. In the middle of the day, I wonder why you ever went abroad. Lady, you took everything when you walked out my life. Your baby took my heart and my soul and my rhyming dictionary and that book about scantimeter and rhyme. And how to get her neat and tidy into every song.
You were my inspiration. You were my everything. You're every word I ever write and every song I write. And I miss you most, my darling, in the middle of the day. And I wonder why you ever went abroad. And I wonder why you ever went abroad. And I wonder why you ever went abroad.
And in Son of Cliche Weekly, page 47, the doctor advises.
Well, Mr. Kane, how are you feeling?
Well, I must say, I think the diet's quite remarkable, Doctor. Well, you can see for yourself.
You've lost, what, 2 stones?
Nearer 3. I must admit, I was a bit dubious at first. I mean, not actually putting the food in your mouth, but dealing with it in that rather special way.
Well, I suggest you continue taking the food in this special way, and come in and see me in 3 weeks.
Oh, thank you, Doctor. See you then.
I didn't notice that limp before. Is there something wrong with your leg?
No, no, I'm just chewing a caramel.
You know, it strikes me you can't walk down the street today without fear for your own safety. I mean, what happened to community spirit, eh? What happened to them careless, carefree days when everyone in your street knew everyone else and every once in a while we'd all get together and kill some Germans? I mean, nothing like killing Germans for engendering community spirit, is there, eh? I mean, Germans liked it too. Well, it's the character of the race, isn't it? The reserved great organisers love being killed. Still, you could walk home at night in them days without fear for your own safety. Well, providing you weren't being blitzed by the Luftwaffe. If you weren't being bombed and you weren't already dead from World War I, you could walk down the street in them days without fear for your own safety. Well, providing you didn't have TB or whooping cough or any of them terminal diseases that were rife at the time. If you weren't being bombed and you weren't already dead and you didn't get killed in the First World War and you didn't get killed in the Second World War and you didn't have TB or whooping cough and you didn't kill somebody and get hanged and you didn't die at birth, you could walk down the street in perfect safety. You know why, eh? Everybody else was bloody dead.
Son of Cliche Weekly, the top magazine for keeping under your coffee table where no one will read it. This week, super exclusive, Police Methods, the Real Truth. A top officer reveals how they break even the toughest villains.
Morning, Governor. Rough night?
Yeah, we got Bailey in Intero 14.
Oh, that's nice. Have you started to talk yet?
Nah, we'll have to break him down. Right. Same as usual, you be the nice copper, I'll be the nasty copper.
Yeah, why am I always the nice copper?
Don't argue with me, you little slug.
Ah, go on.
All right, then. You be the bad cop, I'll be the good cop.
Thanks. Do you want a spangle?
Come on, let's get him.
So, you're Bailey, eh?
Am I?
Look, mate, don't come the clever custard with me, all right, son? So, Sonny, that's not a very well-knitted cardigan you've got on, is it?
Aye. He's Dave, he's off him, Dave.
These kind of people make me ill. They make me want to spit into my hanky.
You have to excuse my partner. He's a bit, excitable. You talk to me. Have a ciggy. Relax.
I don't smoke.
Go on, have a ciggy or I'll split your head open.
Don't stop soaking. His soap, I'll bet his mother's not a very nice person. I'll bet she's really boring.
Now, easy, Dave, easy. Let me talk to him. Well, I'll hold my partner back. Look, you better start talking. I can't hold him back for much longer.
Just leave me with him for 5 minutes, that's all. I'll have him talking. Otherwise, I'll give him a Chinese burn. No one can hear us down here, you know. No one can hear us. I could roll up your trousers and smack the back of your legs for you. And no one would hear your scream.
Back off, Dave. Just back off. You don't have to make his legs smart. He's all right. He's going to talk. Thirsty, son? What, a bottle of Chablis 57?
I've told you I don't know nothing. Go on, Mike. You go out and get a glass of vintage wine for him. Then you won't have to watch me criticise his dress sense. Go on. Let me ruffle up his hair so he loses his parting. Let me beat him at draft.
My God, Dave, you've gone too far. He's dead.
Oh, they touched him.
I told you not to use rhetoric.
Well, what are we going to do?
Oh, no choice. We'll have to say he went for you with a soliloquism, and you used rhetoric in self-defense. Either that, or he rhetoriced himself to death. Accidental rhetoric.
Son of Cliché magazine, Sports Extra.
Afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Lord's. Where we've had a fine day's cricket out there today. Despite the cancellation of the original match against South Africa. Chile stepped in at the last minute. And the match went ahead as planned. Chile, of course, not banned from international sport, unlike South Africa. So it's really been a fine day's cricket all round out there today. Let's take a look at the England scorecard. Chris Tavares caught and disappeared Mendoza. Without troubling the scorers, what's new? Fowler, missing presumed dead, 25. David Gower, bayoneted to death by Sanchez, 43. Lamb, stumped by a sharp knife, 27. Good effort, that, I thought. Ian Botham, LBW, living but weak. He scored 15. Randall, not out, 87. He was caught but released after questioning when he was 36. Good effort, that, and let's hope that he keeps it up.
Good evening. And this afternoon on Gardening Today, we'll be looking at gardening problems of council residents in Irish Flats. And we'll have experts in explaining how to cultivate luxuriant grassy pastures in the cracks between paving stones. And how to plant a vegetable garden in a dirty shirt collar.
Also this week in Son of Cliché, a new pull-out comic with many fabulous stories.
Henry of the Rangers, a splendid serialized football tale in Viscount magazine for boys of breeding. The narrative so far, Hooray Henry was captain of Sloane Rangers, the most infra-dig team in the entire football league. The Rangers were playing Middle Class United in the final of the Overprivileged Cup. But with 10 minutes gone, Hooray's team were a goal to the worse.
Right, chaps,
said Hooray, adjusting the Angora jumper knotted round his neck.
Let's show these hoi polloi what for.
The Sloane Rangers supporters were raving mad.
You're gonna get a damn good thrashing,
they chanted.
Because you're so jolly beastly.
Hooray could scarcely believe his mind.
Our supporters are a bloody disgrace,
he thought.
Who on earth proposed and seconded them?
But their mood got even blacker, and soon they were throwing bidets onto the pitch. But then, Baronet Dodsworth, MBE, Sloane's number 8, danced down the wing.
May E,
shouted Hooray.
May what?
Begged Dodsworth cordially. Henry blinked incredulously.
The horrid oik can't even conjugate ego,
he thought.
How on earth did he become our midfield ball winner, son of a bloody tradesman? I expect he even declines Ray's publica as if it were a single noun.
He tried again.
Freddy, old fruit, impart some pedestals of oxygen on the leather sphere and send it post-haste to my cranium.
Right-ho, Hooray!
Shouted the baronet. The ball whizzed past Hooray's hand-stitched Gucci boot.
Right, Bill Ball!
Screamed Henry.
That pass is longer than Wagner's ring.
Oh, stop dropping musical illusions!
Yelled the landed midfield maestro.
And start putting the boot in!
But at half-time intermission, the Sloane Rangers were still a goal to the worse. Henry sat in the dressing room, sipping his half-time bubbly, and absently chewing a slice of Sutton cake. Outside, you could hear the communal singing. Luciano Pavarotti was leading the crowd in O Sole Mio, and a selection from the Barber of Seville.
Now look here, chaps,
said Hooray suddenly.
We can't lose to a team of middle-class people. Crikey, they probably drive Fiat hatchbacks and Skodas. They probably rent video recorders and belong to golf clubs. Cripes, I expect they play James Last music in their home organs, build extensions on their bungalows and keep a caravan in their horrid little carports. These are the sort of blighters who use the National Health Service.
What's that?
Said Viscount Bellingham.
I expect some of them even know some socialists.
The Duke of Bedford fainted.
So come on, let's stop resting on our shooting sticks and show these beastly oiks what's what.
And he charged down the tunnel as if pursued by Nigel Dempster. Has Henry's team talk done the trick? Can they beat the petty bourgeoisie? See next week's edition of Henry of the Rangers.
We joined the closing credits of that radio comedy show, and there was Son of Cliche, and there was Christopher Barry, Nick Maloney, and Nick Wilson, and there, as they come towards the final, and there was the show's writers, Rob Grant and Doug Naylor, and on that, and there was the music by Pete Brewis, and there was the Son of Cliche big band moving up in, and there was the show's producer, Alan Nixon, and here they come to the closing credits again, and there was Son of Cliche, lapping the tail end of Alan Nixon, and this could go on forever.
Well, that's the end of Son of Cliche, and it's time once again to hand over to the continuity announcer. There might be a short delay because one of them's getting married at the weekend, so they've all nipped across the pub for a few quick drinks. Well, actually, they have been doing that all day, actually. Every time one of them's finished a link off, there you go, they all roll across, back to the pub. Still, it is a special occasion. And I'm sure they'll retain every ounce of their professionalism.
Yay, Nicky!
Yeah, okay, come on, please, can you do the link? Come, the link now, continuity link.
The link.
Come on, get it together. Who's going to do this link? Graham, wait, Leslie. You shouldn't even be in here. Mike, do the link.
I can't do the link. I've had far too much.
All right, Leslie. Wait, Leslie.
Yeah, Leslie's had more than all of us.
Yeah, Leslie's all right. Leslie's used to it.
Leslie. Wake up, Leslie. Look, you do the link. Come on. You do the link, and I'll make you some black coffee, all right? Oh, God, what's that down your front? It's disgusting. Look, hang on, I'll go and get a hanky and wipe your chin. Look, just see if you can read this. You see? Okay, make a joke about it. Ignore it. Anything, but try and sound sober.